Neuros makes video recorders that allow users to digitize and easily access VHS tapes, home movies, DVDs, other video. You've heard me talk about Neuros units that I've used over the years, especially before a lot of our remote broadcast travel literally around the world, where we like to load up on some of our favorite TV shows or any number of things that it make it easy to take with us. Well, the CEO of Neuros Technology is Joe Bourne. Joe, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. First of all, why would somebody want to save their videos onto a hard drive rather than saving them, say, onto a DVD?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I mean, number one, you consolidate all your content into one location. So instead of having a stack of, you know, your old media and transferring it to a stack of new media, if you will, you're going to consolidate that all into, you know, one device and one computer, wherever you want, one hard drive. So that's one reason. Secondly, is you get these digital computer files that you can back up, easily transfer, and so on and so forth. And then finally, as you've seen, it makes it very easy to transfer them to playback on portables. So when you're on your road or, you know, Sony, using a Sony PSP or an iPod or your laptop, it's very easy to take those with you.
And, of course, it used to be that it was all about our music content and the ability to play it on our iPods or any kind of MP3 player. And now, understandably, more and more of us want to take other of our entertainment, including movies or any videos or TV shows and that sort of thing. And of course we should be able to do that. Tell me about the Neuros OSD. First of all, it's a very high-tech looking device, but how would you describe what it is? First of all, does OSD stand for something?
Well, the OSD was originally kind of a tip of the hat to our community, so open source device. It's really a device that builds on, as you mentioned, it builds on our previous generation of recorders. So, you know, the primary focus is to consolidate all your media. You've got VHS tapes, you've got home movies, you've got your DVDs, and of course it can record from TV as well and get that all into one location, consolidate all into one box. And at the same time, you know, as we also mentioned, it allows you to play it back portably. Now, the one other, there's a couple things that the OSD does that the old recorders that you have don't do. One is that it allows you to connect a whole host of different kinds of storage. So it allows you to connect external hard drives or iPods or a variety of devices directly to it. And the second important thing it does is it's networked. So this means that it allows you to record over the network to, you know, whether you've got a server or another PC that's connected to your home network, you can do that. And it also allows you to do kind of interesting stuff with network content as well. It's designed to consolidate that media as well, the downloaded stuff and streaming stuff over the Internet.
And I think the key here is that you're making it so easy for us to be able to do this. And again, whether it's putting it on a PSP or, sure, if you want to burn a DVD, you're certainly able to do that kind of thing. But I'm noticing SD card capability, compact flash, micro drives, whatever source that we want to use, you guys make it very easy for us to do. And this little, very lightweight, small device, don't even need a computer, it seems, right? I don't have to network it. I don't have to connect it to a machine other than this and copy content.
That's exactly right. And you hit on a couple of things. One is that the ease of use, we think, is really crucial for video, because video, particularly TV shows and the like, you know, are often very disposable. So unlike audio, you know, where you listen to multi times, in many cases you'll listen to a show once or not at all. And so it has to be extremely easy to get it on that device, to get it to where you can use it if it's going to be viable for, you know, watching on, you know, whether commuting or traveling, as you say, or anything like that. And then the second thing that, you know, Neuros is really makes its brand to stand for is, you know, the openness and the compatibility. So we, you know, we do allow recording to a whole host of different devices and compatibility with a whole host of different devices and computers, and we create files that should be playable on, you know, just about anything. And we think both those are really pretty crucial for making a device that's really usable for mass market.
Another good point. There are things out there, of course, that will allow you to record certain things, but you've got to play it back only with their player. And if it's not convenient, or you're trying to share a great half-hour sitcom with a friend of yours, you're not selling it or something, and now all of a sudden they won't play for them because it's just not going to work. In this case, not at all the problem. I mean, these are going to be things that will play with, what, Windows Media Viewer or any of the popular kinds of players, as well as, you mentioned, on a PSP or even a Zune or even a smartphone.
Well, that's exactly right. And so people have such a broad variety of different devices that if you don't use these standard and open compatible files, how can you guarantee that it's going to play on, you know, Windows, Mac, a variety of media players, Linux, a whole host of devices? And the only real way to do that is with, you know, open unlocked kind of standard media, and that's what we record to.
And you hit the nail on the head, Joe, with something that really I haven't heard people talking about before, and that is the dramatic difference between music files and video. Yes, of course, we're going to listen to our favorite songs over and over, especially be it on a commute or otherwise. But the video, you know, maybe if it's a really fun show, you might watch it again. But I don't know too many people that will watch it over and over and over and over. You know, maybe an award show or something where there's some performances you really like. But for the most part, video is, you just got to have it on your device, make it easy, and then maybe share it with somebody or a piece of it if you'd like, and then move on. Get the next stuff and keep going.
Yeah, the goal at the outset of this was, is it easy enough to realistically use every day on a train commute?
Yeah, and apparently you're doing that. Now, I understand the firmware, as you mentioned, is open source. So in the long run for the user, is it really, it just boils down to just keeping it simple?
Well, you know, open source, I mean, we continue to put a lot of effort into keeping it simple, but open source, I think, really kind of speaks to two things. I mean, one, the general concept of openness, we talked about that with compatible formats and just working everywhere. And that's something we really try and highlight as part of the significance of our product. We talked about that. But the other thing is there is really kind of a fun aspect to it. And I'll give you an example. So, you know, we talked about the networking. And so, for example, we had a user from our community who was a developer, and they ported a YouTube browser to it. So, you know, this is not a feature that we really, you know, tout quite regularly, but it's still neat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually watch YouTube, you know, as a result of this person's contribution on the device. And then we had somebody else who ported a big established audio player that was from the open source community. And then we had a third person who came in and combined those two into a new feature that would allow you to play an MP3 file and then search for the video. So then it actually would go out to the internet and find the music video for that.
Nice.
You know, which is kind of a neat little thing. And, you know, all this stuff is at a user's discretion. So we, you know, want to make sure that we're not bogging down the normal user experience of the person who just, you know, simply wants to watch their TV show on their iPod.
I think we get to a point where we've got a couple of different DVRs going. I got a couple TiVos, things of that nature. And you get so much content on there now, you don't have time to watch it all. So you might as well save it up for a trip and then kick back and watch it on your laptop or your PSP. Because the Neuros OSD makes it that easy to do. How much is the OSD and where can we get them?
It's $179 retail, and you can get it virtually anywhere online, also in stores, so online, you know, at Amazon.com and Buy.com and Newegg and the like. It's stores, it's in J&R, it's in Fry's, and Micro Center.
Terrific. And, of course, more info at your website, neurostechnology.com. When you slide by our site, we'll get you to Joe's site. You'll see what he and his team are working on. Keep making things easy for us, Joe, and we'll keep talking about them.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Bourne, the CEO of Neuros Technology. Grab it and take it with you. Enjoy your content wherever you go. Dave Graves.